The following is an unrehearsed interview with United States Senator Chuck Grassley speaking to you from Washington, D.C. Participating in today's public affairs program is Mike Earle of KDSN Radio in Denison. Mike, you can go ahead with your questions.
Senator Grassley, we've been hearing a little bit about trade promotion and giving the president authority. Where do you stand on that issue, and not only for the Pacific side of things, but moving forward, what authority should the president have?
Yeah. Well, all authority under the Constitution rests with the Congress of the United States, so the president can't do anything to regulate interstate and foreign commerce without Congress's authority. Well, as you can imagine, in the case of the Trans-Pacific Partnership, we're negotiating with 12 different countries, and the institution of Congress with that constitutional authority, as a practical matter, can't negotiate. So we passed trade promotion authority saying that the president can negotiate a trade agreement, and we give him a lot of restrictions on what he can negotiate or not negotiate. But the details of it are between the president and his cabinet and other people in other countries that he's negotiating with. And so I support trade promotion authority because it's something that's been part of our economic policies going back to World War II, and then giving the president the authority is necessary to do that. So let's say we pass trade promotion authority, and just today we're finally getting enough Democrat votes to go to trade promotion authority, and then we'll be debating it next week, but I expect it to pass the Senate. I expect it to have a little more difficult time in the House of Representatives, but let's assume it becomes law and the president can finish negotiating the Trans-Pacific Partnership. It's going to be a big boom for United States economy generally, but also particularly for Iowa, because, you know, we export practically every segment of our economy. Agriculture is obvious. Maybe John Deere's aren't quite as obvious, and other manufacturing, and maybe you don't think of Principal Financial doing a lot of international business, but we export all those services and products. And so it's a great advantage to the United States when other countries have trade barriers that we don't have. If we can negotiate down their trade barriers and have a level playing field for American exporters, it's got to be good for the economy. Creating jobs, and these jobs pay 15% above the national average. So I think it's, I'm for trade promotion authority. Hopefully get it passed. Hopefully get the Trans-Pacific Partnership completed. And then Congress has the final word. It's got to come to the Congress to be enacted like any other law.
Senator, as you go forward on a couple of ag issues, let's talk a little bit about the avian influenza outbreak back in Iowa. Is there anything that's being done at the federal level, either investigating potential, not as like cures, but different options that farmers may have to prevent this from being such a problem in the future?
Well, the only thing I could say that might be out there, and it isn't final yet, is there some sort of a vaccine. That would be the one thing that would keep it from being a problem in the future. Although, remember, what we're facing in Iowa now is a mutation from something that happened in the Midwest, or I mean in the Northwest, a couple months before. So I don't, you know, only scientists can tell you whether or not you can keep ahead of it if you got that fast of a mutation. But I just recently, within the last hour and a half, had a very good conversation with Secretary Vilsack, given us an update on what U.S. Department of Agriculture is doing. They've got 85 people in Iowa helping out with this process. They're kind of stymied at the federal level because all landfills are under local government, and they want to make use of landfills to get rid of some of these birds. They're incinerating some of them, that aren't either in landfills are in, let's say, body bags, if you know what I'm talking about, with these birds that would keep it from smelling as well as keep it from spreading. And also they deteriorate and kill the bug itself. But we're talking about 24 million birds. It's a big problem. And everything is not solved. But I think the federal government's on top of it. I asked if there was a need for an emergency appropriation, and he said no. And there is indemnity, probably of $30 million paid out so far. That comes out to about $2.40 per bird. And then it could go north of $100 million. But there's probably $400 million available, so we don't need to appropriate more money.
Senator, another ag-related issue, country of origin labeling. I understand that's working its way through some of the courts on the international level. Where do you see that falling?
Well, we've lost almost every battle we've had before these international courts. And if we lose this one, then Congress is probably going to have to pass legislation, because Secretary Vilsack has said that administratively he's done all the law allows him to do. So Congress is going to have to answer your question. And until now, and depending on how the international courts rule, I support COOL. But if we lose again, we're all going to have to change our mind. We may have to repeal it, or there may be the possibility of keeping COOL as a North American and not just an American product, because most of the problems are trade between transportation and things like that between Canada and the United States and Mexico and the United States, or among all three countries.
Senator, we're hearing a lot of candidates stepping into the race, and obviously Iowa has a very unique role with how that process will play out. What is the issues that you see on the Republican side of the aisle that are going to define the race for their nomination?
Well, I think there's agreement of all the candidates about Obamacare, but that's going to be a big issue between whoever our nominee is and Hillary Clinton, if she's the nominee. I think growing the economy, this administration through high taxes, through Obamacare, through excess regulation, I guess those three or four things stymied the growth in this country, you know, maybe negative growth for last quarter, at least no more than 0.2% increase. And this is the slowest growing economy that we've had in any recession since World War II. And it's because of the big government philosophy of the president. And we're going to have Republican candidates that the number one thing among all of them is we got to get this economy turned around and get it growing at about 3-4% every year, or we're not going to have the prospects for prosperity for our children like all the previous generations have had.
Senator, one of the things we've been enjoying now for a little over a year has been extremely low oil prices. Do you see that staying at that level, and how can we make sure to keep the oil prices down?
Well, the easiest way to keep them down is what's brought them down in the first place, increased supply, because the rules of economics is more supply, lower price. That's why we got $3.50 corn instead of $7 corn, because we grew too much. So that's the way to keep it down. And one of the things that government can do to make sure we can keep producing is don't pass a lot of rules that inhibit fracking by the oil and natural gas companies so they can continue to force gas and oil out of the ground that normally wouldn't come out under just normal processes. Now, let me say one thing then in closing. When we're home for the Memorial Day recess, that'll be Tuesday through Saturday, I'll be having town meetings and or visits with businesses and schools in eight counties. So I'm continuing my 99-county tour. It'll add up to 50 counties at the end of the next recess. Thank you, Mike, for participating in today's public affairs program. This has been Senator Chuck Grassley reporting to the people of Iowa.